This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
203.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
I'd like to think I'm an educated idiot. So I took lessons on being how to be this stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Welcome to what I consider another hour of sanity right here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can find us all over the place. We're like horse manure on a ranch. We're kind of like everywhere. So if you hop up on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can there's a pull down with stations on there, so you can find out stations and times. There's a boat load of stuff that you can do. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, sending me, email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you got to get involved in these conversations. And it's not because it's a way for me to get you to listen to me. It's because you find out what other people think. And don't say you don't care what other people think, but because you need to know how to combat. Come on, Mr. Tongue, Mr. Lip. You need to know how to combat the other people. Seriously. If you don't know what they're thinking, how do you speak back to them? And I don't mean that in a nasty way. How do you talk to them? It's almost impossible if you don't have a clue. Anyway, again, as I say, I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me. All right, we just came off, we might as well keep going, right? We'll do a Jesus story. Now, school superintendent and the principal confront moms over Jesus lunch. Now, I don't know how that can be a bad thing, but let's see if we can find the school administrators in Middleton, Wisconsin. Have intensified their threats and intimidation of a group of mothers who host a weekly Jesus lunch for students at a park just next to the Middleton High School. Now, a new video that's surfaced shows school officials physically confronting one of the moms in the park as one woman's stunned husband observes from a distance. Now, the moms were undeterred and told the school officials they were going to serve lunch regardless of their objections. Now, these ongoing attempts to suppress free speech by school officials are disgraceful, said Philip Stammen, an attorney representing the moms. These mothers devote hours each week to serving the students and free meals and a brief message about Jesus. They shouldn't be bullied or harassed. It's a public park. They can do whatever they want there. I mean, better than teaching them this than God knows how many other things they could be being taught during that hour. Stammen said his clients have been repeatedly threatened by school officials, but they refused to comply with their demands to cease the non-denominational religious gathering. These women will not be intimidated, what he told the press. They are wholeheartedly committed to serving students a free meal while sharing a Christian message. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't care what group is feeding these kids. You know, obviously, I'm a Christian. I prefer it be a Christian lunch. But if somebody else does it, so be it. Stammen said his clients have been repeatedly threatened by the school and that they won't be intimidated. I don't blame them. Now, Todd Stearns wrote the piece, and he said, I first wrote about the Jesus lunch controversy earlier this week, so allow me to give you a brief primer, he says. Students at Middleton High School are permitted to eat lunch off campus, so go to McDonald's, others go to Taco Bell, and some students eat at the Fireman's Park, a public park just next to the school campus. In 2014, a group of moms started what would become known as the Jesus Lunch. They would prepare home-cooked meals for their children and conclude the lunch with an inspirational Christian message. Over the years, the Jesus Lunch grew into a massive weekly event with nearly 500 kids voluntarily attending. That's great. Of all the things they could be doing, of all the places they could be going, of all the trouble they could be starting, this is so bad. But the school district wants to shut down the gathering, and as evidenced by the video, they will do anything to make sure that this eventually happens. We believe that religious or political events do not have a place in our school or on our campus. It's in a park next to the campus. How brain dead are these people? I mean, seriously. Right? Except when sponsored by a student group in accordance with our rules, which require prior approval. Now, this is according to a set of emails sent by the school. The district accused the moms of violating all sorts of rules, especially in the area of food preparation. They implied the parents are putting their children in danger by hosting the weekly picnics. So what do they do? They put their own kids in danger by cooking for them every night? What are they saying here? The policies in question include food handling, visitors to campus, and expectations around student organization events. We are in no way interested in opposing religious practice in otherwise legal circumstances. And according to the district, said that the parents are ignoring food handling standards. Food of any kind that is served to students must be approved by the school district to ensure food safety. God, yeah, I'm sure these parents are killing their own kids, right? In addition, many students are subject to food allergies, so additional protocols must be followed to safeguard students with these conditions. Sure. Because, again, the mothers won't tell the kids what's in the food, right? Probably not. Now, Principal Stephen Plank even accused the moms of luring students to the park with promises of free food. Ooh. Many students have conveyed to us their concern about a group offering free food. Yeah, I'm sure the students are beating down the doors of the principal to complain about the food. Or to complain about a parent or a group of parents offering free food for this kind of thing. They want you to buy this. Let me see. The group instead of participating in a religious event. It comes out in their speak. They're concerned that people are offering free food for a religious event. What if it was for an LGBTQ event? What if it was for a Muslim event? Because they wouldn't call it religious then, right? The result of which has a divisive impact on our learning community. What's divisive about it? I'd like to hear some twisted individual tell me what is divisive about feeding kids free food, doing exactly what Jesus told them to do, is to feed people. And I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side, not the right side. Not the wrong side of the issues, but always the real side of the issues. Don't go far more of this on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality product and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. But again, you know, I haven't said it yet tonight, and I should have. We, our prayers and thoughts go out to Anne-Marie Morrell. She's one of the founders of Politichicks at politichicks.com. You'll see her. She's the young lady on the left on the banner pictures. And a real crusader, a real crusader for God, a real crusader for the conservative cause and what have you. She's in the hospital. Hopefully coming home tonight. We'll see. But if you're a praying person, then please, please pray for her quick recovery. If you're not, if you're one of those that sends happy thoughts, then send as many happy thoughts as you can. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying. Send as many happy thoughts as you can. It would be a nice thing, a good thing. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board again. And I think you can head over to politichicks.com. Maybe you can wish her well there. Send her some well wishes. Tell her Joe sent you, but it doesn't get you any money off. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about the lunacy of some of you people that just you go into epileptic fits when you hear anything about God or Jesus or religion as a whole. And here's a group of moms that were feeding kids off campus. Yes, off campus in a park next to the school. It somehow, they didn't name it. It's taken on a Jesus lunch name. The women are also doing a little, you know, a very short teaching or talking about God or talking about Jesus. The principal's trying to say that many students are upset about it. However, over 500 students a week attend this thing. Like you get 500 kids to anything that isn't a rock concert with drugs. And the only comment they can make is what their concern is they're offering food to entice people to participate in a religious event. Ooh, that's so terrible. The result of which is a divisive impact on our learning community. Wow. Boneheads. Just boneheads. The principal suggests that, you know, if somebody can explain that to me, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can't explain this one away. There ain't enough stupid out there to do it. The principal suggested that some students loathe the event so much that they become hysterical. Oh, another one of those. Maybe he should create a safe place and go hide there with the rest of them. This is not a problem with conservatives. This is a problem with you hardcore left-leaning, you've fallen over left progressive parents who have taught your kids they shouldn't have to put up with anything negative ever in their lives. You are wrong. You've raised a group of children that are going to have plenty of issues in life. Thank you for that. Thank you for making them our headache. Thank you for making them society's headache because you refuse to teach them how to be strong. And I know some parents like that, and they know how I think, they know how I feel about it. And I'm looking at them going, that kid is hanging off you and can't handle anybody even looking at him or her. They're so petrified to hide behind your leg. You got one of those kids? You better teach them not to be so afraid. It's so wrong for them. There are some students that when they know this day is coming, they'll leave school early. He told the news organization, this is the principal, we have some students that the staff will find sitting in a hallway crying. So listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to the craziness behind this. Because there's a Jesus lunch, a lunch with a group of kids going on in a park next to a school, the kids who don't want to participate, who are afraid of Jesus, and Jesus speak, they become hysterical, they leave school early, or they're in the hallway crying. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to get help for these people. That's what you need to do. You don't need to stop the lunch because you got, you know, a half a dozen kids that are being, I guess, mentally in their mind, abused by this. Right? It's just like that whole dodgeball thing. A very small group of kids felt threatened by the dodgeball, so some of the schools have actually stopped playing it. It's wrong. What's this equality for all? Where does that? Why is that out the window? Why does that not count? If the majority of the kids want to play dodgeball, the ones that don't can go play something else. We'll do something else for them because we know how hard life is for them. Or how hard life is going to be for them. That's what we should do with these kids. You should have a class. Forget the safe space. You should have a class to teach them how to deal with life, real life. One parent says, let me see. His remarks left me incredulous. I thought the public school provided a safe space so youngsters could be shielded from opinions or concepts that they don't agree with. The district also believes that the public park is technically a part of the campus. They have a lease agreement with the city that allows them to use the park during school hours. So the district, but they're not the only ones allowed to use it. They know that. So the district contends that the moms and their offspring are technically on school property. Parents contend that this is their First Amendment right to provide free food and hold religious orientation, a religiously oriented event on the property during school hours. The administrators wrote that the district believes that we have jurisdiction on this lease property, which is part of the campus. I don't agree with them at all. The moms believe that even though there is a lease agreement, it doesn't make the public space off limits. Fireman's Park, a public park owned by the city of Middleton, remains accessible to everyone. See, they don't have an exclusive lease to the park. That's where they're gonna lose. They're gonna spend your taxpayer dollars fighting something that they should just ignore. You know, what was it? The Day of Silence a couple of Fridays ago? where it brings awareness. I don't know how it brings awareness to the gay and lesbian lifestyle when you're not saying anything, but okay, so be it. But all the kids that lose that day, the money lost by the schools, the what about the Christian kids who feel slighted that day? We don't do anything for them, right? That's okay. There's no safe spaces for them or anything like that, right? I don't want to see the X on your mouth, but that's okay. Anyway. The park remains accessible, according to the city of Middleton, to everyone in the public for public use. By law, the lease agreement between the city and the school district of Middleton does not privatize the park. I just said that. The city of Middleton has sent us a letter this week and acknowledged our rental agreement of the pavilion at Fireman's Park. So hence, we now have the standoff between the good-hearted moms, a bunch of public school administrative bullies, who don't they just don't understand the concept of free speech, religious liberty. You know, they got to ride in there on the horses and keep. You know, I actually got in doing a prayer breakfast thing that I do every year. I got a letter from a superintendent once, and his line to me was, "The worst thing that ever happened to children was religion." Just amazing. And he was in charge of children. Now, he might be right about religion in the way that we've come to understand religion. But he sure as heck is wrong about Jesus. He sure as heck is wrong about God. He sure as heck is wrong about the true loving religion, loving Christians, the way they're supposed to live their lives. Not how some of them are actually doing it, but how they're supposed to be doing it. He's way off. He's never gotten to know any of it. Anyway, I am Joel Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I mean, you got to be on this stuff, right? Don't you think that sometimes you got to be doing something? When I do some of the stories I do, I get emails from you guys who say, "You know, Joe, this is nuts. You're not real on this, right?" And yes, I am. Just total craziness. And when people can't have, right? They can't have a quote unquote a Jesus lunch because it's against the law somehow. It's divisive. You know, if we were going there, if they were doing teachings on bestiality, the school wouldn't say anything about it. Because we have some districts that do teach that, or do teach what it is. Can you imagine? This stuff, the reason I get so crazy about this stuff is how do you justify this? You've got administrators gone wild. You know, in the last hour we talked about Christians stepping up. If truly 80% of this population believes in a God of some kind, and the majority of those is Christians, where are you? And what are you doing? Come on, think about it. In a story that came out, I think it was yesterday. Now I am sure, I'm not stupid, I'm sure it was all over the place. You know, you could probably find it just about anywhere. But it came out in Christianity Today. And I did find it in other places. I'm going to read it from here. We now have the Bible joining a group of 50 shades. What was that book, 50 Shades of Grey? Among top 10 most challenged books in the library. Now, you got some weird things going on in the library. First of all, you know, the librarians fought, and I've got nothing against the librarians, but the fact that they fought to allow porn to stay on the computers, because that was a form of censorship, if we kept it, I mean, I don't know, either the librarians do a lot of porn watching on their off hours, or they saw nothing wrong with having porn there for the adults in a library. Because, you know, nobody's going to see it. Just the adults, right? Yeah, right, whatever. So last year, the American Liberty Association, the ALA, fielded 275 formal challenges to materials in schools and libraries. It was a record low, actually. Making the top 10 of the, top 10 list of challenges for the first time was the Bible. The reason? It only gives one religious viewpoint. Now, bear in mind that the Quran's in there as well. Scriptures on Buddhism in there as well. There's all kinds of religious books in the library. I can't imagine there wouldn't be or that there shouldn't be. I have no. Look, I'm a Christian. I'm what's considered a devout Christian. I don't care if you put the Quran in the library. I just don't care. But the ideological grounds for the religious book appearance on the 2015 Most Challenged list likely doesn't tell the whole story, says James LaRue, who directs ALA's Office for Intellectual Freedom. You have people who feel that if a school library buys a copy of the Bible, it's a violation of church and state. This is how stupid these people are getting. And sometimes it's a retaliatory action where a religious group has objected to a book and a parent might respond by objecting to the Bible. Now, 3 out of 5 Americans believe that religious liberty is on the decline, according to a recent Lifeway research study. At the same time, though, 2 out of 5 Americans think Christians complain too much about how they are treated. Of course they do. Don't complain about any other group. Right. Like I always say, we don't cut off heads. We don't cut off hands. Right? We don't rape and beat our women. The number of ALA complaints last year was down from 311 in 2014 to 307 in 2013. The ALA generally tallies between 300 to 600 challenges a year. The Quran has also received challenges, though much fewer than the Bible. Now LaRue's office organizes the annual Banned Books Week. Overall challenges based on religious viewpoint have declined. Just because the Bible is challenged doesn't mean that the ALA recommends its removal. The Bible does not violate the separation of church and state, as long as the library does not endorse or promote the views included in it. This isn't the Bible's first brush with banishment. The Bible's been criticized, challenged, and banned by individuals, groups, and governments throughout the centuries. Bible Gateway General Manager Raquel Barak told the local news source, perhaps the most famous censorship was in China, which led to years of missionaries sneaking in suitcases full of Bibles. The need for continued smuggling is up for debate. Meanwhile, in Malaysia, 300 Bibles were seized 2 years ago for using Allah for God. And Brunei banned Christians from using 19 religious words. In Malaysia, 300 Bibles were seized 2 years ago for using the word Allah for God, which is really weird because in their language or in some languages, that is the only translation for God. Yeah. Context clues, people. In context, the Bible has significance beyond religion. Andrew Hood, director of communications of the American Bible Society, told the local news source, the Bible, the most translated best-selling book of all time, has informed centuries of literature, government, philosophy, and social behavior. To exclude it from public libraries and schools would be to diminish access to the most influential book of all time. With 5 books on the ALA list cite religious viewpoint as a reason why they made the list, the Bible is the only book where that is the only reason cited. The most majority of the listed reasons reference sex, be it homosexuality or sex education. So because it flies in the face of... Because it doesn't agree with the social mindset, it's got to go. It goes right back to what we talked about last hour. Words have meaning, right? I mean, they do. Words do have meaning. And we've allowed those meanings just to be trampled on. The ALA also notes, how many of you old enough to remember when the ALA was a car club? The ALA also notes that it does not claim comprehensiveness, but instead bases its list upon anecdotal data derived from the media stories and voluntary report sent to OIF. I have no idea what OIF is. This year's list is drawn from 275 challenges, which consist of a formal written complaint filed with the library or school requesting that materials be removed because of content or appropriateness. Now, 3 out of 10 Americans, 28%, say that certain books should be banned, up from 2 out of 10 in 2011. According to the 2015 Harris poll, Harris found that 13% of American adults felt the Bible should not be available in school libraries, while 11% said the same in 2011. So it's creeping up. It's right, we're corrupting more and more of those young minds, or you guys are on the left.
Funny how open. The Open Tent Group. The guys that claim to be the most accepting, the most opening, the most transparent, the most... It's just nuts. They're the least, especially when it comes to religion. The least. Let me see. List of the... Here's a list of AFA's top 10 most frequently challenged books of 2015. One is Looking for Alaska. Reason, offensive language, sexually explicit, and unsuited for the age group. 50 Shades of Grey. Do I really have to tell you? I Am Jazz by Jessica Herthel. Reasons, inaccurate homosexuality, sex education, religious viewpoint, and unsuited for age group. Well, you have a religious viewpoint, but you can't have that. That's got to go right away. Beyond Magneto, a transgender teen speaks out by Susan Culkin. The reason is, it's anti-family, it's offensive language, homosexuality, sex education, political viewpoint, religious viewpoint, and unsuited for age group. Now, the curious, actually, and they've asked for that one to be removed just so the complaints will go away. That's probably the one to get the most amount of complaints on. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. What the? Who comes up with these titles? Offensive language, religious viewpoint, unsuited for age group, profanity, and atheism. See, this is the... You know what? You religious nuts? Gotta stop. No, some of the stuff you gotta stop. You're bringing it on yourself. Right? Fun Home by Allison. Reason is violence and other graphic images. Okay, I got that. And the only reason they want the Bible gone? Because it has a religious viewpoint. I still get a kick out of it. Curious Incident. I'm almost afraid to ask somebody to send me what a curious incident of a dog in the night means. Yeah, I don't have that one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Lots more coming up in the last segment. Don't miss it. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go cheat.
I'm almost tempted to sing with that or whenever it comes up.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. On the real side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. And you should check out the classic podcast that we have. And I have a lot of them. Not just a couple, we have a lot. You know, the more and more I see some of these things, I get nervous. That doesn't sound right. I get nervous when I see more and more how we're using our young people to kind of fight the political fight, giving them misinformation, not really telling them these kids think that socialism is taking care of your grandma. Opening up hospitals to those who can't afford them. It's already open to those who can't afford them. Who has told these kids that it's not? Anyway, in a recent article that I saw, And I thought it was interesting that we're told that communism, it really doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't really hold or have the effect that it had before. You know, socially, these are all things that we've kind of made up on the right to make you guys nervous. Yeah, okay, you keep believing that. That's exactly what the left wants you to believe. You keep believing that. Now, a revolutionary communist party, they're touring colleges calling for a world without America. And the colleges are letting them in, not understanding. Now, yes, I believe in freedom of speech, so put your clubs down. Not understanding, or the kids going there anyway, and they should do some kind of debriefing the next day. What makes them think, these professors, that under communism they'd have a job? They would be doing what they're doing now. So the anti-democracy black activists teamed up with an anti-pornography white activist to convince Columbia University that university students to become communists and kill off America. Through flyers spangled the hallways and scaffolding of Columbia's campus promoting Carl Dix and Susara Taylor, fewer than two dozen students attended their April 13 talk in a room that can seat more than 200. Their task was to recruit the upstart youth of student body to join a movement they refer to simply as the Revolucioni. God. Yeah, I just the mere fact that there's even a few kids that think this is the right thing to do. If you're serious, the flyer says, tonight, if you're serious about changing the world and want to know what a real revolution is, we invite you to meet. And again, of all places, Columbia University. Perfect. It goes on to say, with the new constitution in hand, a paperback book titled The Constitution for a New Socialist Republic in North America. I wonder if Bernie signed off on that. What do you think? Dix and Taylor explained how their political system applied through the science of communism. The science. Oh, my God. Look, if this is science of communism, then this is the science of creationism. How's that? That should make you nuts. It would end all of America's problems in one day. On day one, the new socialist order would take care of everything. Just like it did in Venezuela, right? Dix is best known for his activities outside the Revolutionary Communist Party, teaming up with other activist groups to tackle racism and justice systems, mass incarceration, and police brutality. Because those are the only things going on in the world. Though he associates with public intellectuals such as Cornel West, who for years taught a course with the conservative Princeton professor Robert George, Dix is an ardent opponent of the American political system. Dix told the Columbia students he believes the only alternative to the system is real socialism. I guess it's been fake everywhere else, huh? Right? And that would lead, his words, not mine, that would lead us on a real road to communism. So apparently socialism is just a step-off point for communism. Isn't that great? Now, Taylor's primary work in Stop... You gotta check this out. StopPatriarchy.org, it looks like, where she fights to end all forms of subjugation against women, especially pornography. Listen, they go willingly in pornography in most cases. I won't say 100% of the time. They make good money. They're very happy with it. And some of the stories we've done, most of the women say, look, I used to give it up for free all the time. Why not get paid for it? She told Columbia students that porn depicts the most violent and torturous of sexual encounters without any joy. Wow, really? According to Taylor, this communist revolution she is leading with Dix is about nothing less than achieving a world without America. And everything America stands for, because we're so wrong. You know, it's hilarious that other countries, right, other places on the planet can rape their women, or can allow the rape of their women, can allow homosexuals to be killed. You see where I'm going with this? They can do all of that, and that's okay. But America, who fights for these things, and again, I'm not stupid. We don't have it 100% right yet. I get it. But America, who stands for these things, what happens there? We're called bad. I mean, we've got the black community using the N-word, right? We've got the black community talking about how bad it is and how they need to go kill whitey. You got BLM who only cares about black people, period. And don't tell me that what they're pushing doesn't raise violence in themselves. That's okay. Because they've been downtrodden, not according to Corey Duncan, who's our black man from Baltimore. They've been downtrodden so long, now they're allowed to get away with anything. Is that how justice works? Because I'm confused. So Sansara went on to say that she blamed capitalist imperialism for all the ills in the world without making an argument that this economic system caused the injustices against which they campaign. Now, the funny thing about it is you almost never, ever, ever see a socialist or communist empire helping free people. Right? Who's usually the first to helping out? Who's usually the first to giving? Who's usually the first in sending their people to help out? Yeah, it's us. You're right. It is us. Though she spoke about mainstream issues such as police brutality and criminal justice reform, Taylor echoed Dix by claiming that only the teachings of a revolutionary communist party could solve these problems. You know, and you guys who are sitting there thinking that this stuff doesn't take hold, it does. Listen to the young kids. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they believe in. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You have to pay attention to this. And no, it's not because I tell you to. It's because it actually does make a change. It actually is making a change. With kids, people, young people, whatever. Contrary to Lord Acton's famous quote that absolute power corrupts absolutely, Dick said the power does not, in fact, corrupt. People simply haven't been organizing correctly in the past. I've heard so many times that the reason that communism and socialism doesn't work is because it hasn't been implemented properly. Think about who's selling that one. Dixon Taylor said that the correct communist organization principle has been formulated by their party leader, Bob Avakian, whose book and videos were being sold at the table outside the event room. Yeah, no, I wonder if the Bible was anywhere to be found. What do you think? Yeah, I love these stories. I really do. I get a kick out of them because, you know, it's again, this is the same group that screams about equality. You know, allowing both sides of the story being told, or all sides of the story, or whatever. Yet when a conservative wants to come on campus and speak, can't have that. Okay, can't have that. All right, one last quick. Now, this one will just make your mind pop. There are protests against a Tex-Mex restaurant called Illegal Pete's. They died down a bit. Students realized that they loved the place. So it was okay for them to be politically incorrect because they loved the food there. Think about that. At the grand opening of Illegal Pete's in Tucson last winter, protesters from the University of Arizona converged in anger and contempt, accusing the establishment in a petition of blissful ignorance and profit from racism over the eye-catching name. However, they go there. You can't get in the place. So I guess they really don't know how to stand up for something. They really don't know how to stand up for what they believe, right? Now, Pete, the owner, according to the kids, is a really good guy. No, I just love this. I love how we got to stop and we got to stop. Oh, the food's good. Well, maybe we should back off just a tad. What do you think? I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Seriously. Don't get stupid. Take it easy and come back tomorrow. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.